Let's get into the shot caller question of the day.
Wow.
Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of that because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Dang it, I got my name. Work for nothing.
All right, here's the shock collar. While Jose's putting that on, Jeffrey, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
Timex is one of the most famous watch manufacturers in the world. The company has been around since 1854, but did you know it wasn't always called Timex? Originally, the business was named the Waterbury Clock Company, but when it was renamed in 1941, the owner decided to honor his father, who started the company, by using two of his dad's favorite things and combining them to come up with the new company name. What were his dad's two favorite things?
Whoa!
Timex is combining two favorite things?
Okay, so what is T-I-M?
You don't think it's just obviously time because his dad was the founder of the company?
Yeah.
And then like Rolex, so they play off of Rolex, so it'd be Timex. That's what I thought.
Maybe it was his buddy Tim, and he really missed one of his ex-girlfriends. So it was Timex, and they started calling it Timex. They were like, oh, Timex, that looks cool.
Why would you go with his butt? Like his kid could be named Tim, but not his buddy.
What is your favorite hobby?
Said favorite things.
Favorite things. Oh, things. I'm thinking like, okay.
Examples. He loved examples of things.
he loved
time. Maybe he loved the xylophone.
Okay.
For the X.
Maybe his buddy Tim, and then he liked to have sex too. So.
Okay, let's get off of Tim, bro.
Okay, sorry. I got Tim on the brain.
I don't think you're going in the right path there.
Ties and Mexican food.
Wait, that's such a good idea. Ties. You like ties.
Who's
he just loved ties so much.
Hey, it was back in the day. It was 1854. I bet the tie was like the coolest thing out there. It was like a fidget spinner.
Read the question one more time, Jeff.
Timex is one of the most famous watch manufacturers in the world, but the company was actually renamed to be called Timex in 1941. And the owner decided to honor his father, who started the company, by using two of his dad's favorite things and combining them to come up with the name Timex. What were his dad's two favorite things?
This is so hard.
I feel like the X is like exploring.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
He liked explore. He liked expeditions.
See, explore, explorations.
Yeah, so something exploring. What is it? What did he like to explore?
Him and his buddy Tim would go exploring all the time.
Will you please just go with Tim?
I'm going with Timber Explorations.
By Jeffrey's giggle, I'm guessing you're really wrong.
Well, it's not a guy named Tim. If it is, I quit the show. I swear
Timber
to
God. Exploration.
What if this is really the end of you?
The Timex watch company has been around for over 160 years, but it wasn't always called that. The name of the company was changed in 1941, and the owner came up with a new name, Timex, by combining two of his father's favorite things in the world, his best friend Tim.
Shut up! I quit!
I'm just kidding.
What? Oh my God!
I was about to faint.
I'm kidding. That's on record.
His father's two favorite things in the world were reading Time magazine and using lots of Kleenex.
Oh.
So he combined them together and got Timex.
He sounds like the lamest person in the world. Yeah. You have all that money and your favorite things are reading Time magazine and using Kleenex?
Reading Time, blowing your nose.
When people talk about the good old days, I'm really thankful that we live now, actually.
Wow.
That was some boring times.
Dang.
All right, well, somebody texted in and wanted to hear Sexy Back by Justin Timberlake.
Ooh.
You can sing that before you get shocked, Jose, whenever you're ready.
I'm bringing sexy back. Oh, ow!
Nice job on the falsetto, though. Got up there. All right, have a good one. We'll see you later. Today's show was produced by Steve, Thirsty Thursday, Boyd, and Jeff, just thirsty, DeBo. Have a good one. We'll see you later.